Okay. So, we're finishing up our chakras. I don't know if Mamish finished it today, but let's finish. So, we were doing the din that a person is not allowed to be mishamish or haner. Yeah, you can't have kashmir shamita when there's a ner in the room. Or haner. So the simple shot in our modern day society would be if the lights are on in the room, you wouldn't be able to have tashmish. Okay, so if you look here, there's a Gemara in Beitza. Let's see if we can find it. That says that if you have a mechitza, but it's only if it's in the same mishus. But if you have a mechitza, oh, there it is. Page 10, packet 16E. And you could, there's a mechitza between you and the ner. So then it would be okay. Take a look on page 10 in Beitza on Chav Beis and Aleph. Amar Rav Boimine Abba Bar Marta Abai Mo Lachavas It's Haner Mibnei Dover Acher. Question is, are you allowed to mechaber the ner in order to have Tashmish Shemitah? So the Gemara says, "Amelo meaning you could go to a different room. Why do you have to be mechaber and there? Go to a different room. Ain't lo He doesn't have enough different room. Mechitza. Ain't lo mechitza. Ain't lo my also. So that's the Gemara that says that you. But if you have a, if you can make a mechitza between you and the ner, then that would be okay. Even though, Bechara, the light is still going to project. Like if you have a candle in the room, you have a mechitza, it'll still, project over the mechitza, even though if it's lower down. But that's good enough. Like, for example, if you leave the light in the bathroom on, right? And certainly if you shut the door, so even though there are still cracks in the, still openings, the light, if you have a light in the bathroom on, it'll still have some light will come over the wall, right? But there's a mechitza between you and the. So therefore, that would be permissible. So the simple shot is you're in a different rishus then it's permissible. It's permissible. If you look in on page 15, Hilchos Shabbos, also the bottom line of the Rama, also lasos mechitza bifnei or haner, kidei sheyishamish You're not allowed to make a mechitza because. Like Rav Shecht always says, it's called the Mechitza Materis, Migmatir, Migmatir Tashmish Amita. Or another example is you're not allowed to have Tashmish Amidah in front of Svarim. So again, but if you have a mechitza, then it's okay. That comes up a lot. You know, a lot of times people have extra rooms in their house, like extra bedrooms. So they always put in an extra, so they're looking for places to put Svarim shelves. So they'll put one there, but then question becomes if a person visits in someone else's house and wants to be mishamish in the person's house. So first of all, like Rav Abadi points out, one's not supposed to have tashmish on someone else's sheets. It's not considered tzanua. So they could leave zara on the sheets. So either what people do is they could bring their own sheets. Or everybody suggests if you take a towel and you put the towel over the sheet and then you mishamish on top of the towel, that would make it permissible, provided that, you know, the door is locked and there's proper sneeze, etc. But then the other issue becomes that you have svarim in the room. And you're not supposed to be mishamish in front of the svarim. So one possibility is that you could have a double covering. It's not so easy to do that. It would mean that you would drape two sheets, and somehow you'd have to make sure that they don't fall down, and something to hold it up from the top. It's not a simple undertaking. And then it would be like two coverings, and then it would be okay. Same question comes about when there's a mezuzah in the room. So usually the mezuzah is on the other side. So when you shut the door, the mezuzah is on the other side, so then there's a mechitza. Same idea between you and the mezuzah. But the question is, sometimes the mezuzah is inside. Sometimes there's a closet in the room, or sometimes doorways built in a different way. So sometimes there is a mezuzah in the room. Then the question is, what do you do? Yeah, so, okay, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that in a second. So the mezuzahs, you can, okay, we have one thing at a time. If you look in the Be'er Heitev here, page 15, it says nearly, "Dafting v'loshan amordechai shkoshim shemaram asa b'chol laila mechitza sar tzvakim rovo lefnei hasvarim." Mash ma'afu pi shasvarim hayu omdim megulim v'mala me'amechitza shari davel ki'il hu b'rshus acher. So the question is, maybe a mechitza that's asara is good enough, even though the svarim is going to be going further up. Rabbi Moshe Tuchman used to be gives chazar shiurim for those that I always recommend everyone to avail themselves of the shiurim. So he once made an interesting comment. He said, today, a lot of times, in your bedroom today, where's the light? Where's the light? It's in the ceiling. So that's a Rishus B'fnei Atzma. So he had a taina that maybe, there was, because every once in a while it comes up that people forget to close their bedroom, you know. So they'll shut it, but on a Friday night, that's when the Shaila comes up. They went to Mishamish Friday night or Shabbos, whatever, and the light was not shut off. So one possibility is to get a guy and assume that shutting off a kippah is only derabanan, and therefore makom tzarach, makom mitzvah, it would be permissible. Rabbi Togman said a word, and no, maybe it should be mutter even without that, because the cases in the Gemara is the nair was, well, it wasn't hanging from something, the nair was on the table or whatever. Those days they had nairs in the bedroom. I highly discourage anyone having any fire in their bedrooms. Coming up this week, B'tikas Chametz, so I'm very strong that you should get a flashlight. Sometimes people want to light Hanukkah candles in their bedroom because of where the window is. That's a big no-no. No Hanukkah candles, no Shabbos candles, no Chametz candle in the bedroom. So you're looking for trouble. Sometimes people have asked, do they have just to be more romantic, they want to have a candle in their, the lights off and the candles, more romantic. It's also a big no-no because, besides this issue of Shamash Lefnei Haner, this thing's a very big danger. And unfortunately, people have had fires, and it's terrible, terrible things could happen. So that was what Rabbi Tuchman suggested, but maybe Mizman Hazeh, that we have it from the, a lot of times we have it from, not always, sometimes you have a nightlight on the thing, but a lot of times, like in, say, the apartments here in the Heights, where all the fixtures are coming from the ceiling. I sent it over to Rav Abadi years ago, and he wasn't convinced of it. But I still am not convinced why he wasn't convinced of Rabbi Tuchman's thing.
The room that we told him about, it's also, it's outside the window, it's coming in. So that's a problem.
Show me where it says it's a problem. I want you to show it. No, you got to show it to me. I want to see the exact line, and then I can talk to you. Okay, it's fair?
Yeah.
Okay, you show it to me exactly, the packet, I want to see it, and then we'll deal with it. Okay, so that is, so the mice, the minute is to turn off the light, even when it's, so that is the story here. There is a sefer called B'nai Banim, page 42, Rabbi Yehuda Herzl Henkin. Now, he was Nifter not too long ago. He was Rav Henkin's grandson. Yosef Elio Henkin was the Gadol Hador in America, the Pesach Hador of Henkin. Of course, on the Lower East Side, where the other Pesach Hador was Rav Moshe. But Rav Henkin was considered he was the oldest statesman. In other words, Rav Moshe would say, let's go, I think maybe Rabbi Tuchman mentioned that others, let's go to speak to Rav Henkin. In other words, Rav Moshe would go to Rav Henkin. He was the older Rav. And he was the Pesach Hador. He was the head of Ezra's Torah. What? No. This is his grandson. His His wife is the Rabbanit Henkin, who has this seminary in Israel, things like that. So, he has interesting tshuvas here about this topic. And he discusses this topic of Tashmish Lor. And see where he says it. But I'm pretty sure one of his tshuvas, he writes that the din of is the actual tashmish. There was other types of intimacy, foreplay, things like that, do not have this issa of b'fnei haner. The actual, pretty sure he says it in one of his tshuvas, on this topic. Okay. Yes.
Peter,
24. Thank you. Now I can speak to you. You have to make your soul in life. You have to see everything inside. A lot of times people, they never saw anything inside. Anything the Rebbe says, and they never saw anything inside. Then they're being mefalpel. There's nothing to be mefalpel. Okay, now tell me about the Sefer Seder Hayom. I want to know more about it. So what's what? Makiri, what's his name?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the most famous thing about the Sefer Seder Hayom? Let's see if you know that. The source of Moda Ani Lefanecha is from Seder Hayom. Okay, that's good. Good piece of knowledge, right? You should look it up. They have not a lot of nice new printings of the Seder Hayom there. And it's quoted in the Magen Avraham. A lot of times it'll say, Samach Dalet Hey Yud. That's it. Okay.
It's the second, it's the last part.
Really, the also gam came. You might worry about aleim lehedya. To a gor meor haner doser, aval minifas or derech hachalon, umeir labayis echashash shmeor kolchach mafik umishenu or metafteh mamish. As you know. So I remember Rabbi Graber here is asking a kasha like this. What about or halavana? So he says, nearly the osur gam came, or ba'aleim lehedya. If it comes directly, the lo gorami or haner the osur. Oh, so aval im nichtas haor derech hachalon meir labayis ein chashash v'shemena or kol kach mafik v'fi she'ena or metachter map. So it has to be possible. But this is a good answer. I was thinking about this many years now. So let's hear your answer. What's the answer? Let's say it.
Okay.
What did you say it?
The answer to Rabbi.
Yeah. What's the answer? Yeah. His question was, so what's the problem? It's a different reshus. Right? So what's your answer?
Saying that it's just also in this world, still, as long as it's still on top of you.
I mean, in other words, as long as it's direct. In other words, he's saying if the moon would just now reflect into the house, but that's not where you are, then that would be okay. So saying like this, when you have a candle, right? And then you have a mechitza. So it's going to go over, and it's still light up, but it's not direct. But this would be, I guess, considered direct. Yeah. Unless, let me ask you a question. Now let's give you more. So Rabbi Tuchman could say back, no. But it depends maybe where the fixture is in the room. In other words, your bed is here, your wife's bed is here, the fixture is somewhere there. Is that...
You say the same thing with the mirror is a little bit like that, and the mirror is up here. Oh. Where there are sheets.
There you go. Right, so could I get an air, obviously? Say that what's the ultimate case? The ultimate case is you're in bed with your wife, and there's a table, and there's a candle. So that for sure is us.
Once you say, oh, it's not so direct, once you say the light, so, oh, it's over there, it's not directly on you.
So that's
saying that you would say,
and the double self.
Yeah. The light's over,
right.
Candle's over there. So that's not direct. Meaning you don't see the.
So, right, so it's a different rishus. So it has to be a different rishus. But that's not good enough. So this is for the Seder Hayom. So if the Seder Hayom is right, so then you have a teretz. Not bad. I give you. It's okay. You were the one who was more. Not everything is in the packet. You have to bring it out. To bring out what's in the packet. Yeah, what page? Page 28?
Yes.
28, where is it? Literally, the Osa Gamkin in my Or Baalim Lehetiv. The Wagar Alvana, the Or Haner. From Nifnas or Dechalom, in the Chashash. But then, in Umed Tachas Avira Shemayim, Abogar Shein or Alvana Lamamish, of Yoshev Tachas Etzel, Osa Shekivish, of Yoshev Tachas Avira Shemayim, Or Mathik. Okay. Yep. Not bad. So what would be the Hagdara? But say you have a candle and then there's a machitza, but then that's not lahedja, you say.
Two.
You need a two. You need a tushim. Okay. Okay, that could be the answer. The shadow is, what's the mocker for this? That's the question.
Would there be a problem?
Yeah.
Who's
the original? So where did they get it from? Maybe just a Svar Pshuta. But I like what you're saying, it's good. You know, maybe I'll call Rabbi Tuchman today. But he listens to the shiurim anyway, but he gives a bizarre. But I like what you're saying. Yeah, what are you saying? But we had a Gemara.
Right.
You said the Gemara made a chavez, that we saw. That's a Gemara. Yeah, in other words, what's that you need this other, in other words, maybe an Echanami, maybe, or Halavana is okay. Okay, I like what you're gonna say. I like what you say. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, good. Okay. Is it Shuva from the Bani Shai? Page 41. Oh, it's a big packet, so maybe. It says, "Ir shemin hagam l'shamish l'or haner b'layla rishona shel hachuppah." There was, they had a community that the minig was that the first night that they were together, they were l'shamish l'or haner. Dafka. So he says, is that a proper minute? Or should they move out of this minute? He says, remember, came the Shamish Lo Haner. He knocked on the Vatel minute. He said, he might have been able to have to touch his Lo Haner, but let me show you. Bafka, you're right. So he says, Shuvah, Tam Yisra Tashmish Lo Haner, Mashma B'Gemara, Shudomel, Tam Yisra Tashmish Lo Hayom. So it says it could be it's comparable to Shamish Lor Hayom, Shutam, Edira Ba Dover Maguna. Whereas maybe if he would see Dover Maguna, it's Kanalov. Avagav do Talmud Chacham Shar the Shamish Bayom. Right? The Gemara says the Talmud Chacham can be Mishamish Bayom by covering him up. Mapil Taliso, it's called. We'll talk about that. I don't know. So that's a question. Whether is or this Rabbi Tuchman likes to discuss also, is the Or Haner and the Or Hayom the same halacha, or is it two different halachas? Because he says that Or Hayom, we have the heter of Mapil Taliso. The question is by Or Haner. As another question is, if you forgot to turn off the lights, could you just go over under the covers and be mishamish under the covers as a discussion. So this says the simple pshat of the poskim is that the only matter or hayom was a talis, so on the, not or aner. Kamochem v'ilu mishon shel pesula nira b'shari b'vadei shum hechre k'dei sheyira dam pesula el neged enof. We want to be able to see if they're down Basulim. So we want to be able to, therefore, Dafki wanted right away, you could see. No one could be hiding, you know, make a sheet with blood and, you know, bring it, you know. Eidim means the sheets. Because maybe she really is not a basula, and then they did a trick to bring in, you know, a dirty sheet and the, you know, well, and put a madam off. He was blood from a chicken. Kiyotze v'kid chabem tomer of dam basulim shalom. Lachain they shall lo yelot libo not from zeh, so that he shouldn't be worried about that. Kiyotze b'zeh huto lo l'shamish lo aner. They shall call goli l'regan ein of his bar etzlo ki basula here. Because he shouldn't have, she shouldn't have the suspicion. He says that's the reason for this minute. The other possibility is this is the first time he's having tashmish, so maybe he's not so confident in how to do it. So he needs to see more. But this minute is, this should only apply to a fellow who's married for the first time. But if he's already was married from before and he lost his wife, he's an alman, then this minhag shouldn't apply, but yet the minhag does apply. But some want to say that the reason is to be Mishamish Lohaner Lailu Shona is because he's not so proficient in having Tashmish, so he needs to see more. So, but he says that's not the reason, because if that would be the reason, then somebody who was already married before, say he was married already 30 years and his wife passed away, and so then that minhag shouldn't apply to him. But yet it does. So that's what he says. And then he says, the Gemara Pesachim says that you have other issues. It'll be chas v'shalom some type of deformity in the child if they mishamish lo haner. He says that you don't have to worry. Near day lochosh lehezek zed the kfiyah bila zo harishona. But this is just to make her fit for Tashmish in the future. It's not really because the Gemara says, usually you don't get pregnant from the Biri Shona, etc. So he thinks that the Biri Shona doesn't have this halacha. Because it's not a Bia that's made, or this Kashash of some deformity has to show in the child. He calls it Bebal Bila Rishona Sula, Almano Grusha Fil Bila Rishona. But by Almano Grusha, so then that Bia is, she's already a Bula, so you have to be, you shouldn't have her in there. And how does he sign? Yecheskel Kachmi. Is that unbelievable? His name is Yosef Chaim. But he signed the Yecheskel Kachli. Look on page 39. Yecheskel Kachli is Gematria Yosef Chaim. So he wanted to find his name face. He was a Torah Lashma. Wanted to be Lashma. Okay. He wanted anonymity. So he could have written his name Yosef Chaim. But he wrote his name Yosef Yecheskel Kachmi. That's an interesting point. Okay, there's a lot to say still, but so that's what he says. He said he thinks it's a fine minhag for a Biri Shona for a Psula, but not for, because that Bia is not really to make her pregnant, it's just to make her right to be Ukhan for Bia in the future. Okay, Rosai, just to conclude here for Menas Manim, I think, we went straight with Baruch Hashem from, we started when? Started before Rosh Hashanah? When did we start? Before Rosh Hashanah. How many, does anyone have a count of what number Shia this was today? In the 50s. Okay. We have more to go. We'll you know, work everything out. And
it's 56.
It's 56. Okay, it's good. It's good that we, and I think it's very important that we have everything inside and you can see everything inside. Or else, you see, or else Judah wouldn't have come up with this Kabbalistic thing that he said. He said a Kabbalistic thing. I have to see what Rabbi Tuchman says back. So, but I think maybe, because Rabbi Badi didn't give me a reason why he didn't. Just said a nechta katak, you know, it's a huge expression. You know, he didn't agree with it, but he didn't tell me exactly why not. So, okay. So, okay, so I wish everyone a chakashiv sameach, and we should be well. I'm looking forward. So the shiur we said is going to be the 18th. We're not going to do that Monday because it's going to conflict with that askara. We'll do it today. We'll probably give my other shiur maybe from 9:30, 10:30, and then it'll be. But so we'll start on Tuesday, basically. In the meantime, you can chazer, and you should have a good yontif, chag kosher v'sameach, and it's good. And then we'll sing the niggun, Bez Hashem. Whenever there's a big break, we start with the niggun. So Bez Hashem, we'll sing the niggun. You should all be well. You should enjoy the yontif with your families together, wherever you are. And okay, it should be a big involvement. Also.